Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the face of...
Hi listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome back our good friend and one of my favorite people, the lovely Pageantry. We'll talk with her about what she's been up to since the last time she was on, as well as a brand new music she has out now, and we'll get her upcoming plans for the next few months. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome my lovely friend Pageantry back to the show. Hey, girl, how are you?
Hi, Cody. I'm great and really excited to be here today and chatting with you and sharing all the things I'm working on.
Absolutely. And like I was telling you off air, it's been a minute since we've actually spoke.
Yeah, it has. It was summertime, so now it's almost been an entire year. So we definitely have a lot to catch up on and a lot that's happened since then, music-wise.
And I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'm just gonna jump right in. You recently released a brand new single called Focus. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I released Focus at the beginning of 2020 in January, and it was a collaboration with Nashville-based producer and songwriter Blake Stryker. We write together a lot, but this song really stuck out to us, and when it was complete, I was like, this has got to be my next single. So we finished it off together. He produced the entire track. The production's great. If you haven't heard it already, people who are listening, definitely check it out. But it is definitely showing some more of my vulnerable side, and it's about that person who really makes you lose your senses and your focus when you're around them. You kind of forget, I guess, what the right thing is to do or how you should act. They kind of make you go a little weak in the knees or a little nervous and just make you lose your focus. So that's really what the premise behind the song is. And the production, it was inspired from an EDM track, actually, when we first started writing. And then I was inspired by an R&B track. It's a T-Pain song called Chopped and Screwed. So it's a lot of different genres that infiltrated the song and inspired it. And I think you'll hear a lot of cool things with the production, for sure.
Yeah, and I can definitely, I think we can all relate to that feeling of that person that makes you lose your senses and lose focus. I think we can all relate to that at some point. I know I can.
Yes, I think everyone's been there.
I know I can. Anyway, I noticed you said there's a whole lot of different genre influences in the track, and we were talking off air a little bit, and we have something in common that we're both big Motown fans.
Yes, for sure. Motown music was definitely my first love. I grew up with it because of my parents. So I definitely have a lot of Motown influence in my music and in my writing, and it's stuff that I still listen to today.
But you can believe this, my mom still makes me burn CDs for her, if you can believe that. But anyway, here,
I love it.
Not too long ago, she had me burn an entire Motown CD for her. And I'm sitting there listening to it. I'm like, this is some darn good music, you know?
I know. I feel like music always has a way of repeating itself, and you see, like, the Motown influences come back. I mean, I've seen it with Bruno Mars, of course, and also with some other artists, too, where they really bring those Motown funk influences. So I definitely think it's great when you can bring those great songs and aspects of those songs into modern-day music, and it becomes a hit again. So music definitely repeats itself.
Absolutely. And everything in the music industry, at least in my mind, is cyclical. I mean, like you said, it all comes back around. At some point, it all comes back around.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I know we touched on this a little bit, but take me into the writing room when you guys wrote Focus. Take me into the writing room.
Yeah, so it was actually the first time that I had ever written with Blake before. We were friends and had met, and I knew his producer, and he knew I was a top artist. And so we set up a co-write, not knowing how we were going to click or if we were even going to get a song out of it. And we ended up really vibing well, having a good creative connection, and we created Focus, where I brought in the EDM track. At first, it was a song that was called It Might Be, which was an autograph song, which is an EDM duo. And then, from there, we kind of wrote half of the song, and then we let it kind of sit for a little while, and then came back into the studio maybe a few months later, finished the track, and that's where I brought in Chopped and Screwed. And I was like, this is what I want my new sound to be. It's great. I love the vibe. And we recorded the vocals and did everything within a small home studio in East Nashville. So I recorded in one room and he was producing in the other. So it really shows you that you can create a great song in your bedroom, essentially. So that it's really cool to be able to do that and to see that when you're working with really talented people.
Now, I've got to be honest with you. It's not often that we get a pop artist on the show because I mostly cover a country music. Now, I'm not opposed to the genre at all. I mean, I love pop and R&B and all that kind of stuff. I say this all the time, but I'll listen to anything once, twice if I like it. But anyway, it's not very often, like I said, that we get a pop artist on the show, but I definitely believe in you, and I believe in what you're doing. That's why I've invited you back a couple of times, because I believe in you, what you're doing.
Well, I really appreciate that. That means a lot, and as artists, we definitely need to hear that to keep going, because there's definitely mountains where you're on top, but there's definitely just as many valleys.
And before I got into covering music, my view of the industry was you make a record, get it on the radio, boom, instant success. That's not how it works.
Yeah, it really is not. It is a grind, for sure. It goes into, from writing and making the music to also being your own marketing and PR team as well.
Right. And I respect anybody. I don't care what genre you're in, country, pop, R&B, I don't care. I respect anybody that's out there busting their tails and trying to make it in this music industry because I think it is the toughest industry to crack.
It really is, because there's no formula on how to crack it, you know? It's just kind of like making it up as we go along and trying to figure it out and also trying to navigate it with a small team or just you by yourself, which can be really overwhelming at times.
Right. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit in the next few minutes or so about a Jamber, the company that you work for. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so a Jamber is also my day job. I'm really lucky that I get to work on the business side of the industry too. And for a tech company that really capitalizes on royalties and credits. So I've been able to learn how to manage my music as a business and capitalize on that. So Jamber, we build mobile apps and platforms to ensure artists and songwriters and producers get paid and get credit for their work. So we've recently launched a Splits app, which is a split sheet saying your credits of a song as a songwriter on your phone, and then it automatically will register your song to your performing rights organization like BMI or ASCAP, and then you will be able to start collecting royalties, and very soon collect the royalties through the app. So pretty awesome and pretty game-changing to have ownership like that in the palm of your hand.
Awesome. So basically, you're a tech junkie during the day, a rock star at night, pretty much.
Yes. So I have my glasses on right now. So switching from tech to awesome rocker chick, for sure.
Yep. A tech junkie by day, rock star by night. I love it.
Yes.
So,
I love it.
I did want to ask, with the release of Focus, is there any plans for an EP or a full album or what's coming up for you next?
So I've really been doing well with just releasing singles. But I've been writing consistently, and I actually have a bunch of songs that I've already written that I have in queue that I'll be releasing throughout the year. And then I also have a cover song that I did 2 weeks ago in the studio, and I plan to release it in late April or early May. So that'll be the next song that I release, and it is a pop song by an artist named Robin, and it's called Dancing on My Own. And I'm doing, like, a stripped-down just vocal and piano version. So it'll really show off my voice a lot. And it's a great recording. I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
And speaking of covers, I know I've brought up my mom a lot in this conversation. But my mom loves your cover of Sam Smith's Dancing with a Stranger. My mom loves that cover.
Well, good. I'm glad. Hopefully she'll like this one, too. I seem to be in the trend of doing songs about dancing, for sure. But it's just the ones that I really like that fit my voice well.
Whatever works. I mean, the reason I asked about a full EP or a full album is I'm one of those weird birds who I listen to a full album top to bottom, and that's unusual in this singles-driven music industry.
Yeah, it really seems to be. I mean, I love creating an EP, and I did that for my first release, and it was great, but it seems to be singles really are the way of the industry right now, just because they're faster for the turnaround and you can stay more relevant as an artist too, because as soon as like it hits about month two or so of that song being out, it's like, okay, you're old news. You have to be thinking about what you're going to get out first and how quickly you can get out, just because it's so easy to make music now and release it. I mean, like I said, I created Focus in a living room, and then being an independent artist, anyone can release music. So you just really have to be on top of it, and an EP is great, and I love the creative process, but it definitely takes a lot more planning and creative energy, for sure.
So, on the performing side of things, is there anything coming up for you show-wise?
No shows planned right now, just because I'm trying to get more of my new music out there. So once I have probably about 3 more songs out, I'll start focusing more on heavily booking and performing, just because I have my old music that I performed so much. I want to get my entire new catalog built up before I start doing more shows. It becomes hard. You go through phases where it's like, I'm really focusing on the studio, and then I stop in the studio and go and perform, and then it's back and forth in the process.
Right. Well, and the next time I'm in Nashville, because I live about 2.5 hours from the city, it's not very far. But the next time I'm in Nashville and you've got a show, I'm coming.
Yes, for sure. I would love that. And I appreciate you being such a fan and supporter over these past few years. It's really meant so much to me, more than you know.
Absolutely. You know, I say this all the time, but if I believe in you and what you're doing, I'll be your biggest cheerleader and your biggest champion.
Well, I believe that, because you definitely are one of the most music-loving people I know, and it's so great for artists like us, because we really need those people in our corner.
Absolutely. Well, I know you said you had somewhere to be in a few minutes, so I think I'm going to let you go, but before I do, I just want to give you a few words of encouragement. Whether you're in the writing room, on stage, or whatever you're doing, I just want you to crush it.
Well, thank you so much. And I actually needed that right now, because I'm headed to the studio to finish doing some vocals on a friend's project. So I needed that.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
And I know you will. Well, thank you again for doing this. I mean, this has been so much fun, and it's always great to catch up with you.
So great to catch up with you, too, and I appreciate you, and I know we'll talk very soon. I hope you have a great rest of the week.
Absolutely. So I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, okay?
Okay, have a great night.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our rather short interview with the lovely Miss Pageantry. Let me see what's coming up next for the show. This coming Friday, there is no Indie Country Radio. Indie Country Radio shows will resume on the 20th. But this coming Friday at 4:30 Central, we have some more friends of mine, Joe Madison, stepping by again to talk with us. And the 17th, let me see what's coming up the 17th. I think I've got something coming up the 17th. I'm not exactly sure what, but I know. I schedule these things, and yet I don't know exactly what's coming out. Oh, yeah, the 17th, we have the super talented Christian Parisi joining us. The 24th, we have my buddy Kevin from K-Dub Hit Country. And I'm going to hold off for now discussing what's coming up the 31st, although that's going to be such a great interview. I'll tell you guys more about that in about a week or so, I think. So I think with that, I think I'm going to in the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.